Woman Curling Her Hair is a sketch for the series of lithographs entitled Elle or Them. Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec is one of a number of artists who ushered in modernity, with a rich collection of artworks including lithographs and posters, as well as drawings and paintings. Born in Albi in 1864, he died at the young age of 36. He chose to portray everyday subjects or faces that struck him as interesting, and he especially liked to capture the quiet intimacy of women in brothels. He admired the spontaneous everyday gestures of those women, in whose company he felt safe and cared for. They didn't judge him for his short stature and accepted his imperfect body, deformed by illness. The woman curling her hair wears light indoor clothing. She has her back to us and is facing a mirror. However, we can't see her expression because she is holding the curling iron up to her face, hiding her reflection. Lautrec hints without revealing. The subject of this drawing is Carmen Godin, Toulouse-Lautrec's favourite model, a working-class woman who also sat for other artists. The artist is especially fascinated by her copper-coloured hair. A master of colour, he makes a bold choice in setting the red hair against an emerald green background, playing around with contrasts to enhance the overall impact. This drawing is a prime example of Toulouse-Lautrec's modernity. He opts for cardboard rather than canvas, chooses a subject with questionable morals, and paints without covering the whole surface, leaving the outline of his character unfinished. In the portrait of François Gozy, Toulouse-Lautrec depicts his friend, also an artist. Their workshops were located near to each other in Montmartre, and they were frequent patrons of Parisian cabarets. As in the previous work, the subject is not looking at us. He doesn't even seem to be posing. This is a standing portrait, and the subject is shown in profile. But the space and framing are unusual. A narrow corridor flanked with open doors, with floorboards that draw our gaze to the light-filled window in the background. The vertical format and different shades of mauve add to the strange aura. Lautrec chose to depict places and situations that, until then, were not thought of as being worthy of artwork. He expressed himself with the freedom of a man who has no one to answer to but himself, refusing to bow down to the artistic establishment.